for the first time in 2 weeks. Now they got about 2 weeks of nothing but home matches. Huron hosting Sioux Falls Lincoln tonight. Lincoln comes in with a record of 8-6. Huron at 8-9. Katie Terrell, head coach of Lincoln. Diane Ulmer, head coach of the Tigers. We'll talk to both coaches next after this timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our volleyball match tonight, Sioux Falls Lincoln visiting our Huron Tigers. Katie Terrell, head coach of Lincoln. They come in with a record of 8-6 on the season. And, Coach, just your synopsis of the first month of the season here, a few ups, a few downs.
Yeah, you know, it's been a bit of a roller coaster like you described it. We've had some very hard matches. I think everyone in AA right now is playing very high-level volleyball, so every match has been very competitive, which is good to have. But with that, of course, comes some losses along the way. But we're hopefully on an upward stride here, I'm hoping.
Now, this team, you do have a few girls back, but you did have a pretty large senior class last year.
Yes, for sure. It's kind of a nice mix of a few experienced and then a few who are fresh. Those fresh ones are definitely eager to play and eager to earn their spot on the floor. So it makes for a very competitive gym for practice and whatnot. So it's great.
And you also have some height there.
Yeah, which is a nice tribute to have for sure.
And tell us your style. What are some of the things you like to do?
Yeah, you know, I would say we really emphasize serving and passing for sure. That's always what we're working on every day at practice. We have a bit of a different offense this year, running a 6-2, where the girls are more used to the 5-1, meaning the one-setter, five-hitter. And so that's been a little bit of a different look, and the girls have adjusted pretty well to it. But just trying to get more people in the game, more people in the front row hitting. So.
Now, Huron Tigers come in, and they're 8-9, and fairly typical Huron team. Not much size, but you just know they just don't like to have balls hit the floor.
Absolutely. That is one thing we always know about Huron is they're very scrappy, very, I would call them, defensive-minded. And like you said, they not a lot drops, so it's very important to play every point and play it to the conclusion.
Katie Terrell, head coach of Lincoln. We'll take a timeout, come back to talk to Coach Ulmer next on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial color, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird,
three,
and Corner
two,
Pantries
and
in Huron.
One.
Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! Huron Tiger moment, the family Peters. Three members of the Peters family are in the Huron High School Hall of Fame. Dan Steve, longtime wrestling, football, and track coach. 1992 graduate Jan Peters was a state wrestling champion, member of state runner-up football team, still holds the record for the 200-meter dash. Shane Peters, class of 1994, was an undefeated state wrestling champion as a senior, held the school record for the discus at the time he graduated, and was a member of state champion football and wrestling team. All three will agree, Mom Diane was the true Hall of Famer.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We continue our pregame here. Huron Tigers hosting Sioux Falls Lincoln tonight, high school volleyball. Tigers coming off a three-set sweep at Washington on Tuesday. And, Coach, you said going into Washington, they got hops. They're not as tall as they've been, but they're still tall enough. And the athleticism and the jumping ability really showed.
Yep, and they're going to see it tonight, too, as well. So at least we know we're kind of prepared for that. But it's just being able to time everything on the blocks at that point.
You know, we did have some good moments there, too. I thought Aurora Dreyer had her best game as a varsity player. You know, and we need her to do that. She's tall. She's left-handed. Those are a couple of attributes we really want to exploit.
Yep, we just got to keep her comfortable now, keep her confidence up, and just keep her rolling at that point.
And next thing, sure is nice to be home after 2 weeks. Now it looks like it's going to be a couple weeks before we hit out on the road again.
Yeah, it feels great to be home.
Now Lincoln comes in, you kind of mentioned them. It sounds like you find them a little similar to Washington.
Yeah, their length and then their jumps, I think, is similar. I don't know about the speed. I would say their speed is a little bit higher sets. So I think we can match that, but we just got to make sure that we can time the blocks with the jumping.
And finally getting back home, this is really ending a grueling stretch of volleyball here, going back the last two and a half weeks. So be nice, you know, hopefully we can take care of business here and then just have a weekend off.
Yeah, I know they're tired and they're exhausted, but they come to work and put in the work every day at practice, and they don't complain. So, I mean, just give them those 2 days off, and hopefully they can recover for Monday's practice.
Ty Ulmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today, the Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You can work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Carrying pass. I am a sophomore, number one, and I'm a DS. Alexis Pigglesore, junior, right side hitter, number two. Deja Claggett, senior outside hitter, number three. Jensen Gergen, four, sophomore stutter. Samantha Ming Mordis, junior, number five, middle hitter. Ireland Henrich, senior, number six, DS. Kelsey Schuhart, senior, number seven, DS. Hilton Hines, sophomore, number nine, libero. Sydney Pei Severin, senior, number 10, outside hitter. Allie Davis, sophomore, number 11, outside hitter. Madison Hirschman, senior, number 12, DS. Maddie Jurgens, junior, number 15, DS. Aurora Dreyer, junior, number 16, right side hitter. Hampton Hines, senior, number 18, setter. Christina Johnson, senior, number 20, outside hitter. Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 22, middle hitter.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year. and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening, everyone. We're at the arena getting set for high school volleyball here on Tigers, Lincoln Patriots. Here's the girls we expect to see on the floor for Lincoln. Head coach Katie Tyrrell. Addison Albrecht is a 5'7 senior defensive specialist. Ella Warden, 5'8 junior setter. Hadley Groen, a 6-foot senior middle. Emma Cruz, a 5'10 junior outside right side. Linnea Nesheim is a 5'10 senior outside. Caitlin Cole, a 6-foot senior right side. Josie Tollinger, a 5'8 junior setter and right side. Julia Blum is a 5'8 sophomore libero. And Jasmine Cute is a 6-foot senior middle. Here on Tigers, head coach Ty Ulmer. Girls we expect on the floor, Deja Cleggett, a 5'6 senior outside. Samantha Magmoradeth, a 5'9 junior middle. Kelsey Schuart, 5'5 senior defensive specialist. Hilton Hines, 5'8 sophomore libero. Allie Davis, 5'7 sophomore outside. Madison Hirschman, 5'4 senior serving specialist. Maddie Jurgens, a 5'2 junior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, 5'11 junior right side. Hampton Hines, 5'8 senior setter. Kenzie Simmonsma, a 6-foot senior middle. Little note here. 6 digs needed by Hampton Hines, and she will pass 1,000 for her career. So should you would think she'll get that sometime in the between the first and second set. And the congratulations to her. I'll try to keep track of that, but normally digs is not something I keep track of because I'm doing the best I can with the a couple of stats that I do take care of. Here on Wearing the Orange tonight, I always like it when the Tigers wear the orange, white numbers, and black letters. Lincoln wearing that Columbia blue with white numbers and letters, a little red trim. Tiger libero Hilton Hines wearing the black top tonight, and the Lincoln libero Julia Blum is wearing a red top tonight. Looks like Huron will have the opening serve. Hampton Hines will get our match underway. And good evening. Glad you could be along with us here just before 7 o'clock. KIJV, AM-FM in Huron. And Hines will get our match underway. Back row, Blum goes down for the reserve. Receive set by Warden. Right side free ball by Lincoln. Huron can set it up. Bumped by Hilton Hines. Left side hit for Cleggett. And Lincoln there, right side and into the net. No block, and Lincoln can't clean it off the net. I believe Aurora Dreyer got the block kill. Huron has a 1-0 lead, and I counted one dig there for Hampton Hines. 1-0 lead Huron, and Hampton Hines serving again, just underway. Serve receive back row. Set up the middle, Cute with a nice tip across. Another dig there by Hines, and free balled across by Dreyer. And an illegal hit going to go on Lincoln, and Huron goes up 2-0 here early on, and that's two digs I have for Hampton Hines. Hines again on the serve. Huron trying to get off to a nice quick start here. Serve receive going down to the get them. Nesheim from the middle. Cute goes up the middle. Dig by Hines. That's three. Her left side hit. Blocked at the net by Cute. Cute, I think is how I'm supposed to say it. Block kill for Jasmine. We're tied at one. Couple of long volleys, or excuse me, 2-1 here on leading. Forgot to write down the score here. I'm trying to do those digs, and that's kind of messing me up here a bit. On the serve now for Lincoln. I believe that's Albrecht. Yes, it is. Serve, receive, Cleggett. Hines will bump it across. Magmoradeth off the left side, down the line. Dig there by Warden, keeping it alive. Free balled across by Lincoln. Hines with the back set. Here's Dreyer, punches it into the back row. Lincoln was ready for that one. Set to the left. The hit blocked at the net. Cleggett and Magmoradeth. Here comes the hit again on the right side, down the line. Dig by Ellie Davis. Free ball tip blocked back by Cute, and now two-hand tip by Cleggett, and they're going to call her for the double hit. They do, and we're tied at two. Well, you can see Lincoln exploiting that blocking ability with their height in that sequence. Tie it up at two. And Albrecht to serve again for the Lincoln Patriots. And the serve goes long. A little limbo action there by Hilton Hines. Service error on Lincoln. And here on back up, 3-2 in set one. Cleggett to serve now for the Huron Tigers. Serve to the back row. Serve received to Nesheim. Right back to her. Nesheim with the hit up the middle and off of Hilton Hines in the back row. Nesheim with the kill. Her first. And we're tied at three in set one. Another tall girl comes into the front row because that's what they have. Hadley Groen, six-footer, into the front row for Lincoln. Cute serving. Serve receive. Get her back in the middle of the court. Going to be a free ball. Hampton Hines. Set by Warden. Right side hit off the block and dug out and going to be free balled by Dreyer. Here's the set. The left side hit. Cross court. Nesheim seeing the floor well and just went left to right. Her second kill. Lincoln has their first lead at 4-3. I believe that was a dig for Hines. Serve receive Claggett. Bumped by Hampton Hines. A free ball across to Allie Davis up the middle. Warden will back set. Right side it up the middle. And oh, it did get to the floor. Caitlin Cole, she's a left-hander. Stays on that right side. Got the kill. And Lincoln now up 5-3 as they're on a 3-0 run. Jasmine Cute with the serve. Going to be bumped ahead and just going to be a free ball by Hilton Hines. Lincoln can set it up. Warden from the net with the set. The hit through the middle. Groen with the kill, and Lincoln continues their early run. They're up 6-3. Lincoln, when they get the offense set up, they are going to give Huron struggles just because of their height. Cute again with the serve. Hilton Hines on serve receive. Pass back in the middle by Dreyer. Free ball across by Davis. Right side hit up the middle. Nice dig back row. Hampton Hines. There's the hit up the middle. Lincoln digs it out. Warden will set up the middle. Down the middle. Claggett with the dig and double hit. Going to go on Meg Moradeth trying to clean it off the net. Groen will get her second kill. And Lincoln on a 5-0 run now. And it's 7-3. Patriots on top. Cute continues to serve and goes long. Service error second against the Patriots. Breaks the Lincoln run at 7-4 Patriots. And on to serve is Hilton Hines as Blum, the libero, back on the floor for Sioux Falls Lincoln. Hines delivers the serve back row to Albrecht. Warren will set up the middle. They hit down the middle. Dig there by Hampton Hines. Free ball to cross by Dreyer. Here's the set to the left side. The tap in the corner. Diving save by Hines. Free ball to cross. Davis! And nobody home in the corner. Allie Davis just went from the left side to the far right corner. And Lincoln just had nobody in position. And I think that should put Hampton Hines at or above 1,000 digs for her career. 7-5 here on back within two. Serve receive Nesheim. Back set. Right side hit. Right to the corner. Groen. Nobody home. And Lincoln back up three at 8-5. Third kill now for Hadley Groen. Serving for Lincoln, Josie Tollinger. Back row, Claggett goes sideways, brought back in the middle by Dreyer and freeballed by Simmonsma, who's in the front row for Huron. Set up the middle, Groen blocked by Simmonsma. That's what she can do. Kenzie Simmonsma connects with the block kill. And Huron back within two at 8-6. Maddie Juergens in for the first time. She'll serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. Serve back row and going down to get it. Nesheim back set, right side, the tip by Warden. But overpassing just going to be drilled into the back row by Nesheim. Overpass by Huron, and Nesheim made the Tigers pay her third kill. Lincoln back up, 9-6. Now Nesheim to the back row to serve for the Lincoln Patriots. Loader back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set across to the left. The hit by Davis through the block. Lincoln gets control. To the left side, going to be a tip dug out by Juergens. Back set across by Hines. Nice play by Blum to keep that alive. Free ball to the corner by Warden. Set up the middle. Simmonsma has her hit blocked by Groen up in the air. And then Simmonsma and Davis had a little indecision who should make the play on the ball, and neither one did. Point Lincoln, it's 10-6, Patriots in set one. Nesheim again with the serve for the Lincoln Patriots. Serve received, Claggett. Going to be bumped ahead. Hampton Hines, left side Davis, pops it in the middle and just finds an open spot. Allie's got two kills, and neither one of them is like she's put a lot on it, but she's just finding that open spot. The sophomore seeing the floor better each match. 10-7. Lincoln's lead at three. Now Davis back to serve. Serve to the corner. Serve receive Cruz from the right side. They hit growing. Tigers got a block on it. Quick set across Hines, but Lincoln was ready. Set to the left. The hit up the middle and off the net. Huron can't make a play. Kill over to the right side. I believe that was Cruz. Yep, it was. Cruz with her first kill for Lincoln. 11-7, Patriots lead. And serving is Julia Blum, the libero. And she'll serve it long. Third service here in the first set here for Lincoln. And here on back within three at 11-8. Serving specialist for the Huron Tigers, Madison Hirschman on the floor. Seems she get a rally going for the Tigers. Serve to the corner. Serve received, Cruz, bumped into the middle and going to be free balled by Blum. Set across left side, Claggett with a hit block back. Claggett gets a hand on it, keeps alive. Claggett will free ball to the corner, right to Blum. Set in the middle, Cute off the top of the net, dug out by Davis, bumped to the left. Claggett on the left side, through the block. Claggett defeats the block for the kill. And here I'm back within two, 11-9. Hirschman on the serve, looks to keep momentum going for the Orange. Back row serve receive to Cruz, right back to her. Hit left side, blocked to the net, Meg Moradeth. And here on pulls within one, 11-10. Sam Meg Moradeth with the block kill, her first kill of the night. Here on getting a little more aggressive at the net, it's paying off. Hirschman serving. Back row and shanked in the back row by Cruz for the ace. And Huron has come back to tie it at 11. Huron on a 4-0 run and give the ace to Madison Hirschman. Tied at 11. Lincoln had their long run. Now Huron piecing together a nice rally. Hirschman back to the corner. Serve receive Blum. Back line attack Nesheim and hits the line. Design play for Nesheim to hit from the back row. Linnea Nesheim with four kills, and Lincoln goes back up 12-11. Hilton Hines back on the floor for Huron. Serving for Lincoln is Warden, and she'll take over setting duties as well. They run a 6-2 with Warden and Tullinger setting. Into the net, service error, and we're tied at 12. Four service errors here in this first set by the Lincoln Patriots. Hampton Hines to serve. Huron's made a complete rotation with Hampton serving for the second time in the set. Back row, and that's an ace. It got by Blum. She couldn't decide to play it or not. That'll be the first ace of the night, or second ace of the night for Huron. Huron regains the lead, 13-12. Lincoln wants a timeout. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Tops? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We are back at the Huron Arena. I'm Jeff Duffy with high school volleyball tomorrow night heading out west to Box Elder Douglas High School for football. That'll be a 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock start here on Tiger. Hampton Hines serving for Huron. Huron a nice rally here after falling behind early. And the serve goes long. First service error of the night for Huron. We're tied at 13. Lincoln now to a serve. It'll be Addison Albrecht for the Patriots. Sends it to the corner to Claggett. Hines will set. Magmordeth left side through the block and through the back row player, Sam Magmordeth, with her second kill. Here on back on top by one, 14-13. Deja Claggett to serve for the Orange. Lincoln had a four-point lead at one point. Not sure if they had a bigger one than that. Serve receive back row going down to get it. Set across left side. Nesheim dug out by Claggett. Free ball to the corner. Hines. Nice recovery by Albrecht to get to that one. Left side hit Lincoln. Corner right to Claggett. Set for Allie Davis. She'll tip over the block. Lincoln digs it out, but then there's nobody to go after it at the net. Again, Allie Davis isn't hitting it hard, but she's just hitting it where it's difficult for Lincoln to make a play on it. 15-13 here on up two. Claggett serving. Serve receive Blum from the back row. Set up the middle. Cute. Nice dig. Hilton Hines. Hampton keeps it alive. Davis will go to the corner, and Lincoln misplays it. Allie Davis has her third kill. And Huron pulls ahead 16-13. Huron right now is on a 9-2 run and have the three-point lead. Claggett again on the serve for Huron. Into the net, service error. Second service error on Huron. Lincoln back within two at 16-14. Jasmine Cute to serve for the Lincoln Patriots. She was serving when they had their long run, but not this time. Into the net, service error Lincoln. Huron back up three, 17-14. That is four, five service errors on Lincoln here in set one. Huron up by three, and Hilton Hines serving for Huron. Serve receive into the corner. Oh, I think that would have went out. It's misplayed by Nesheim, an ace for Hilton Hines. And I think that would have went out, and I think Nesheim was just kind of caught in limbo on what to do. Huron up 18-14. Serve to the corner, serve, receive, Lincoln, Nesheim, overpass, and Simmonsma knocks it back, and going to be an illegal hit on Lincoln, kind of cradled it in the arm. Kill for Simmonsma, and Huron's up 19-14 in set one, and Lincoln's going to burn their second and final timeout. Huron up 19-14 in set one. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Board on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We are back at the arena. I'm Jeff Duffy. Huron on a roll right now, up 19-14 as Lincoln has struggled with their serve receive. Back row, this time is handled by Nesheim. Back set, right side hit. Groen, and Huron can't quite come up with the dig. Caitlin Cole with the kill. And Lincoln breaks that here on run 19-15, here on up four. Serving now for Lincoln, Tollinger. She'll take over setting duties, I would presume. Dreyer on the right side, floats it way long, hitting air here on. Lincoln back within 19-16. So Lincoln trying to get some momentum back with Tollinger serving. Back row, Davis on serve receive, bump back to Allie, her hit up the middle. Dug out by Albrecht, and going to be free balled across by Huron. Here's the set, Simmonsma up the middle, Lincoln on the third hit, can't get to it. Kinsey Simmonsma with her third kill, and Huron back up four, 20-16. Juergens in, Dreyer out for Huron. Maddie Juergens will serve and play back row for the Orange, leading 20-16 here. In set number one. Serve to the corner. Over to get it, Nesheim. Right back to her with the hit. Left side. It goes through the Huron block. Another kill for Nesheim. Linnea picks up her fifth kill of the set. 20-17. Lincoln back within three. Nessheim now to the back row to serve. Juergens on serve receive, bumped by Simmonsma. Davis from the left side will slap it cross court. Blum is there. Overpass. Simmonsma had it blocked. Huron gets control. Quick set by Hines. Quick set back by Tollinger. Set. Just going to be a hit, and that will go wide left to Davis. Huron got it set up, but really wasn't in good position there. Davis hits it out, and Lincoln back within two at 20-18 with Nessheim again on the serve for the Patriots. Back row and goes long. Another service error on Lincoln, and here on up, 21-18. Six service errors this set on the Lincoln Patriots. Back row, Davis serves. Set by Tollinger. The hit up the middle. Blocked by Simmonsma again, 22-18. Here on up four, Kenzie Simmonsma with another kill I ever for four kills total. 22-18 here on. Davis serves to the corner. Serve receive for Cruz. Hit over the block, and Lincoln will get one back with Groen, her fourth kill. 22-19. Lincoln back within three here in set one. Both teams have made their run here in this set. Julia Blum will serve for Lincoln, the libero. Juergens on serve, receive, set, back set by Hines. Simmonsma up the middle, dig by Nessheim. Left side hit, and oh, that might have went out, but Davis made a play on it. Hit by Claggett up the middle. Blum is there. Hit by Tollinger. There's the hit, and that will go through the Huron back row. Kill for Emma Cruz, her second. Lincoln within 22-20. Now Lincoln out of timeouts. Huron has both left at this point right now. Ulmer going to let him play. Julia Blum with the serve again for the Lincoln Patriots. Back row, Juergens. Hampton Hines comes out to get it. Claggett left side through the block. Ricochets, third hit, and Cruz will get it across. Hines sets again. Claggett again left side up the middle. Great play by Blum on the dig. Left side the hit. Block back by Hines and Simmonsma. Lincoln stays with it. Cruz will free ball it way out. Here on 2 points away at 23-20. Huron just a good job of staying with it on the play. And serving specialist Madison Hirschman in for the Tigers. She'll serve back row. Cruz plays it, bumped. And just going to be a free ball by Nessheim. Huron can set it up from the net. Hines quick sets it and the campfire. Huron at set point, 24-20. First kill for Hampton Hines. 24-20, set point for the Huron Tigers. And again, it's Madison Hirschman on the serve. Hirschman floats it long, of course. 24-21, Lincoln stays alive. Third service error against Huron tonight. That'll bring Hilton Hines, libero, back in for Huron to the back row. And serving is Nessheim, I believe. Or is that Warden? Ponytail's in the way. Yep, it is Warden. Warden on the serve. Huron still at set point. Back to the corner. Serve, receive, Hines. Back set, Magmoradeth has it blocked at the net. Huron can't dig it out. Block here for Lincoln. They're still alive at 24-22, and Huron will use a timeout. 24-22, Huron trying to put away set one. Tigers with the timeout. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, Huron uses a timeout. Kurtz Heating and Cooling. Scoreboard update. Boys soccer final. Huron and Harrisburg go to a 3-3 draw. That's either the third or fourth draw of the season for the Huron boys. Now crunch the numbers to see if they can get themselves a home playoff game next Tuesday. Off the timeout, Lincoln serving. Huron still at set point. Serve received Juergens. Hines with the set. Claggett hit left side. Blocked back by Lincoln. They stay alive. Block kill by Caitlin Cole. 24-23. Lincoln not going away. Lincoln out of timeouts. Huron has one left. And again, Ella Warden serving for the Patriots. Floats it back row. Davis there. Hampton 9 sets. Claggett with the hit. Cross court. Found the corner. Claggett with the set winner. And Huron takes the lead. One set to none, 25-23 on the Claggett kill. Timeout 2 minutes. We're back here to the Huron Arena. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We move to set two. Huron up, one set to none. Lincoln with the opening serve. Ella Warden puts it back row. Allie Davis on serve receive. Set in the middle. Meg Moradeth had it blocked. Huron keeps it alive. Free ball by Claggett to the corner. Set by Warden. Cute up the middle. Finds the open spot up the middle. And Lincoln up 1-0 as it's a kill for Jasmine Cute. That's her second. Officials for our match are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. The R1, the up official, Chelsea Short. The R2, the down official, Kelly Devine. Line judges are Shar Sarda and Jen Fuchs. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Jasmine Cute, after getting that kill, she just came off the floor, and she's got a little limp going there, and she's going to get a visit with the trainer. Didn't see what happened there. There was also a conversation with the R1 about something. I'm not sure what. Serve by Lincoln. Serve received Davis. Here's the set. Left side. Claggett with the hit off the top of the block. Slap back by Hines. Lincoln will set it right side. Davis with the dig. Tracked down by Hampton Hines. Free balled by Deja Claggett. Here comes Lincoln. Back set. The hit up the middle, dug out Hilton Hines. Hampton with the back set, got the line. Hampton with her back to the net, was able to find the open look. Second kill for Hampton, and we're tied at one here early on. Hampton Hines serving for Huron now. We're early set two. Into the net, service error. Lincoln back up 2-1. Huron, that's their fourth service error. Lincoln had 5-6. Is that right? Yep, 6 in the first set. Albrecht serving for Lincoln. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Pass ahead Davis. Make more death with a free ball. Tigers, or Lincoln, gets control. Left side, here's the tip by Nesheim. Nice dig by Hampton Hines, but then a little indecision between Davis and Hilton Hines. Who should go after it? And nobody did, and Lincoln up 3-1 in set two. Got to talk, and somebody's got to take control. Albrecht again serving for Lincoln. Serve, receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton back sets. Claggett right side. Punches it through the block for the kill. Here on back within 1-3-2 with Claggett getting her third kill, first one of this set. Hampton Hines on the serve for the Huron Tigers. Back row, serve, receive, Blum. Going to send it ahead. Nesheim left side. And, oh, just dropped in the middle. She was pretty far away from the net. And it was like half attack, half free ball. But she dropped it right in front of Hilton Hines, linking up 4-2. Linnea Nesheim, she's had the hot hand so far tonight for Lincoln. I have her for 6 kills. Serve by Lincoln. Serve received Claggett. Bumped ahead Hines. Davis left side blocked. Lincoln digs it off the net. Gets control of it. Just going to be a free ball from the back row by Lincoln. Back set. Here's Dreyer on the right side. Goes long. Stepped into it. Lincoln up 5-2. Natalie Dillon playing some back row. I assume she probably came in for Cute, and now she's serving for Lincoln. Serve receive back row. Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Meg Mordith up the middle and got it through the block of Groen. Sam Magmordeth with her third kill. Here on back within two at 5-3. Hilton Hines to serve for the orange. Although she's not wearing orange. Primarily. Hilton serve, back row, serve receive Albrecht. Set in the middle. The hit to the corner, placed nicely by Groen. That's her fifth kill. Lincoln back up 6-3 in set two. Here on up, one set to none. On to serve now is Josie Tollinger for Lincoln. She'll take over setting duties as well. Serve, receive, Hines. Overpatch is going to be knocked back by Lincoln. Groen just went up and knocked it over. The serve, receive, which is a pass, I've been told, went over, and Groen able to make a play on it. 7-3, Lincoln. Serve, receive, Claggett. Here's the bump. Davis on the left side just free balls it. Back row, nice play, Albrecht. Back bump, left side hit by Nesheim. Dug out. Hilton Hines, Claggett will pass it ahead. Just going to be a free ball by Hampton Hines. Lincoln with the set up the middle. Groen, Tigers got a block on it. Set by Hines. Davis left side through the block. Allie Davis gets another kill. She's got 4, her first of this set. Lincoln's lead at 7-4 here in set two. Mandy Juergens in to serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. Juergens puts it back row, serve received by Lincoln, a set, just going to be a tip by Nesheim. Huron's got control, set to the left, and up the middle, there's Davis again, got the set from Hampton Hines. Allie Davis with her fifth kill, 7-5. Lincoln's lead shaved to 2, Juergens serving for the orange. And will serve long, service there, Lincoln goes back up by 3 at 8-5. Second service error this set on the Huron Tigers, 5 total. Into the front row, Emma Cruz for Lincoln, and getting set to serve, if I can get the ponytail out of the way, is Nesheim, and she puts it into the net. We swap service errors, and Huron back within 2 at 8-6. First service error this set on Lincoln, 7th total. Allie Davis serving for Huron. Serve receive, back row Cruz, and quick set across by Lincoln. At the net, big battle there, and a double hit going to go on Lincoln, I believe. Or they double hit, or officially illegal hit. In any case, here I'm back within 1 at 8-7, here in set number 2. Allie Davis back to serve. Allie playing all around tonight, back row and front. Tollinger with the set, going to be a free ball by Lincoln. Huron's ready. Hines with the set. Simsmeiser hit block. Tigers clean it off the net. Lincoln gets control. Hollinger with the set. The hit through the block, and that will get away from Hilton Hines. Lincoln will get the kill back. Well, that was Cruiser, if that was Groen. It was Groen with the kill. I have her for seven. Lincoln back up two at 9-7. Blum serving for Lincoln. Back row to Davis. Set across. Claggett with the hit. Through the block. Lincoln keeps it under control. And they'll free ball it back. There's Simmonsma. Quick set to the corner by Hines. Lincoln has it. Right side the hit. And Tigers can't come up with the dig. That'll be a kill for Warden. Her first of the night. And quickly Lincoln builds the lead back to three at 10-7. After Huron had a chance to tie. Ian Blum on the serve for the Lincoln Patriots. Leading 10-7 Huron up, one set to none. Back row serve received Juergens. Davis will send it ahead. Free ball, Hampton Hines. Lincoln gets control. Hollinger with the set. Left side Cruz off the top of the net. Blocked by Huron. Tip back by Lincoln. Hines with the set. Claggett left side and will eat up. Cruz going cross court. Claggett picks up her fourth kill. Here on back within two at 10-8. Meg Moradeth into the front row to serve and serving specialists. Madison Hirschman on the floor for the Huron Tigers. Hirschman will send it back row. Serve received by Nesheim. In the middle, tip back row. Dug out by Juergens. Here's the tip up the middle. Dug off the net by Lincoln. Did somebody get in the net? I think they actually called a foot fault. Either way, it's a fault on Lincoln. And here I'm back within one, 10-9. The Lincoln girls kind of looking around. And Coach Terrell just looking at him, shaking a head. Yes, I saw it. Here on again, a chance to tie. Hirschman serving and serves it wide right. Service error. And Lincoln back up to 11-9. Hirschman comes off the floor. Third service error on Huron, by the way. And now Lincoln preparing to serve back up by two here in set two, 11-9. Back row, Davis. Going to be pass ahead by Hilton Hines. Claggett will free ball. Lincoln can set it up. From the net, Warden. Left side, Cruz into the net. I don't think that was blocked. Nope, four-hit attack. It was not blocked. Here on again within one, 11-10 with a chance to tie as Hampton Hines steps back to serve for the Huron Tigers. My running score, Huron has not led here in this second set so far, but it stayed tight. Hines with the serve. Serve received Nesheim. Warden will set up the middle. The hit dug out by Davis. Free ball by Dreyer up the middle. Nice sprawling save there by Warden. Lincoln will free ball into the back row with Cole. Coming up ahead, free ball and blocked at the net by Cole. But Huron able to return it. Cole now with the free ball. Huron can attack. Set to the left. Claggett steps into it down the middle, but too strong. And again, Huron just can't quite get over that hump and get the score tied. Lincoln goes back up to 12-10 here in set number two. Albrecht serving for Lincoln. Claggett on serve receive. Pass ahead. Make more death. Will free ball it. Back row Albrecht. Set to the left and hitting it across Nesheim. Couldn't get anything on it. Free ball across by Hines. Albrecht gets over to it. Bumped by Warden. And it's going to be a free ball into the back row by Cole. Set to the left. The hit. Claggett to the back corner. It's there. Blum let it go. Thinking it would go long. But boy, it was a couple of feet in. Huron again within one, 12-11, five kills now for Deja Claggett, and Deja will step back to serve for the Tigers. Into the net service there. Again, Huron can get within one, but can't get the thing tied up. Fourth service error against Huron in this set, seven total. Serving for Lincoln now, Natalie Dillon, who came in after the injury to Cute. Off the net, and Huron can't make a play on it. Lincoln will get the lead back to three, 14-11. Just didn't have a good, crisp pass from the back row on the serve receive. Went into the net, and Huron couldn't make a play on it. Dillon again on the serve. Davis on serve receive. Set back to her. Allie will hit. Blocked at the net and can't clean it off the bench or off the net. That'll be a block kill for Lincoln. Caitlin Cole. And Huron wants a timeout. Lincoln back up by 4, 15-11. Timeout Huron. We'll take a timeout. 30 on Dakota Sports.
Is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Europe. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Europe. New name, same great service.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron uses a timeout. They trail 15-11. Huron just is kind of just keeping up. They can't quite get a lead off of it, but Lincoln now back up by 4, and Ulmer using her first timeout, and the serve goes long by Lincoln off the timeout. Service error for Lincoln is their second of this set. 8 total. Huron back within 3, 15-12, and Hilton Hines will serve for the Huron Tigers. Hines puts it to the corner, serve received Nesheim, bump back to her. Nesheim, left side, will wing it right to Claggett. Set to the left, Davis with the tip back to the corner. Lincoln gets control of it, Nesheim will tip. Hampton Hines, Hilton Hines is going to be a free ball, and that's going to go outside the antenna by Davis. Davis was at a really tough angle to make a play on that. Lincoln back up 4, 16-12. Into serve and take over the setting duties again for Sioux Falls Lincoln, Josie Tollinger. Serve received back row, Claggett. As ahead, the tip across by Davis. Nice dig. Blum tip back by Simmonsma. Lincoln gets control again. They'll free ball blocked by Simmonsma again. Lincoln still trying to get it across. Finally, Blum with the free ball. Hines will set. Here's Simmonsma through the block. Nice dig back roll by Albrecht. Left side hit through the Tiger block. That'll be another kill for Nesheim, her seventh. And Lincoln pulls ahead by 5, 17-12. Serve back row, Claggett. Hines with the back set. Here's Dreyer stepping into it. Blocked back by Lincoln. Hadley Groen came in and knocked that back. Eighth kill for her, and Lincoln trying to pull away here in set two, up 18-12. Serve by Lincoln. Claggett has to go sideways. Chased down by Hilton Hines. Third hit. Huron gets it across. Here comes Lincoln on the attack. Quick set across. Dug off the net by Simmonsma. Quick set back by Hines to the corner. Lincoln thought they were being tricky, and they just bunched in, and Hampton Hines recognized and went to the corner for her third kill. Here on back within 5, 18-13. Maddie Juergens in to serve and play back row for the Orange. Puts it to the corner. Serve received Nesheim. From the middle, they hit blocked back by Simmonsma and Hines. I think they both got a piece of that block. Here on back within 4, 18-14. Hampton Hines, Kenzie Simmonsma joining on the block kill. I guess they just gave it to Hampton Hines, but I gave it to both. Set by Lincoln to the left. They hit Nesheim again. Blocked back by Huron. Overpass. Lincoln can't get it to there. And Huron back within 3 at 18-15. Huron trying to get some momentum back on their side of the court. And the serve goes out. Service error Huron. Lincoln back up 4, 19-15. That is the fourth service error on Huron this set, 7 total. And serving now is Linnea Nesheim. To the corner, Juergens on serve, receive. Nice recovery by Hines, and Hilton will get it across. And then a dig, not sure what Warden was trying to do there, but it just went sideways when she was just trying to do a pretty simple dig on a free ball. Point for Huron. They're back within 3, 19-16, with Allie Davis serving for the Orange. And serve goes long, just long. Blum did the limbo there. Now Huron, the one missing the serves. They've missed six in this set. And Lincoln up 20-16. Blum, the libero, or libero, serving for the Patriots. To the corner, Allie Davis on serve receive, set across. Here's Cleggett with the hit and kicked, and Lincoln can't get to it. It was dug out by Blum, and then one of the Lincoln girls kicked it, which is legal, but they never got control. Kill number seven, or number six, excuse me, for Cleggett. Here on Back Within 3, 2017, brings in serving specialist Madison Hirschman. She'll put it back row. Lincoln on serve, receive. Tollinger with the dig. Cruz will hit it. That was almost outside the antenna, it looked like. Cleggett comes back. She'll just tap it back row. Lincoln can set it up. Set up the middle. Dug out by Huron. Quick set by Hines. Nobody home in the corner. I think Hampton saw that before the ball ever got to her. And I got an open corner. I'm going to take advantage. Hampton Hines with the kill. Huron back within two. 2018. Lincoln wants a timeout. You're on up, one set to none. We'll take a break here of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Orthopedic Care. HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior Orthopedic Care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Huron Tigers piecing a rally together here. They're back within 2018. Each team has used a timeout. Hirschman prepares to serve for the Huron Tigers. Hirschman sends it across. Nesheim from the back row. Tollinger will set up the middle. The tip by Dillon. Nobody home in that front row. Natalie Dillon, a good job of seeing the court. Her first kill. Lincoln back up by three at 21-18. Of course, get the serve back as well. Hilton Hines back into the back row for the Huron Tigers. Ella Warden will serve, I presume. She'll take over setting duties for Lincoln as well. Put it to the corner, Juergens. Davis will send it ahead. Free ball, Hampton Hines needs to get it across and does. Warden will back set, right side hit through the block. Kind of hit the net and used to their advantage. Caitlin Cole with the kill, her fifth. And Lincoln up 22-18 in set two, trying to tie this thing up. Warden again on the serve for the Lincoln Patriots. Takes something off it. Hines there and can't get the handle. An ace for Lincoln, and they're 2 points away now at 23-18. Ace for Ella Warden. That is their first ace of this set. It might be their first ace of the night, just looking at my score sheet here. Lincoln 2 points away at 23-18. The serve, Davis in the back row, set for Cleggett, left side, down the middle, nobody home. Deja gets Huron back within four, 23-19. Cleggett with seven kills, five in this set. Dreyer into the front row as Juergens comes off for Huron. And Hampton Hines prepares to serve for the Huron Tigers. Back row, Blum goes over to get it. Warden keeps it alive. Just going to be a free ball by Dillon. She does get it across. Hines will set. Make more death in the middle. Off the top of the net. Rolls it through. Here on back within 23-20. Sam Make More death with her fourth kill. I think Lincoln was leaning towards Cleggett, and Sam in the middle took care of business. 23-20. Hines serving. Blum goes down to get it. Bumped by Warden. The hit left side. Nice dig. Hilton Hines. A couple of Huron girls come across, and Huron went into the net. Dreyer and Hines were both going after the ball. They kind of bumped into each other, and at least one of them went into the net. 24-20. We're at set point Lincoln with Addison Albrecht to serve for the Patriots. 24-20 Lincoln. Serve received. Shanked in the back row by Huron, and Lincoln will Take set two, 25-20, and we are tied at one set apiece. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes and back here to the arena. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
This is Red Kleinsaucer with Real Estate Connect. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustment, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.